Music is one of the few things that can connect people of different generations and backgrounds. It has been a lifetime companion for Tiffany Arnold, the executive director of the Youth Symphony Orchestras of East Central Indiana. Arnold has played violin since a young age and has gone on to become an instructor for gifted students.
It's been wonderful just really seeing her blossom and loving playing in the Youth Symphony, and she's very motivated, and so that's very rewarding as a teacher.
Caitlin Carter moved from Nebraska to Muncie the year prior and quickly became involved with the Youth Symphony Orchestra, which is an advanced program within the Youth Symphony Orchestras of East Central Indiana. She balances school, homework, family, and two-hour-long rehearsals, in addition to performances. But to her, the payoff is greater than the struggles.
It makes me happy. I feel really accomplished when I finish a piece, and I do well, and all my friends, we finish a piece together, and you feel really uplifted.
While the Youth Symphony Orchestras of East Central Indiana have provided friendship and support systems for Carter, it provided a career path for another student. Arnold started her musical career with the organization years ago while in elementary school. She has been able to watch the program grow over the years and follow in the footsteps of her former instructors.
When I first came to the Youth Symphony, I think I was in about fifth grade, and I definitely remember a graduate student sitting with me and pointing to the notes as they went by. Since that time, I decided to become a professional violinist. I made my way through school, went to college, and got a degree in violin performance, and discovered that I really loved teaching. So my perspective has changed a lot, although music is the common theme.
The Youth Symphony Orchestras of East Central Indiana has taught generations of students how to read and play music, time manage, and how to perform. For Carter, though, the organization gave her more than just instruction. It gave her a second family.
You get people who understand that, you know, orchestra takes up time, and not a lot of people understand that music is a lot of work. And also, it's created a kind of family, a bond between the people who play music with me.
In Muncie, Cheyenne Taylor for IPR News.